my reaction today is that as we continue to globalize businesses around the world, I think we have two incredible strengths that are coming together, and two businesses that have known each other, have worked with each other, have been part of each other for many decades, going back to the 60s. And I think Xerox is an incredible company with great, great strengths. And, of course, Fujifilm, Fuji Xerox, has been a tremendous partner along the way. And I think the future looks very, very bright for Xerox as we move into the years ahead.
As you can guess, some of the people, you know, we've spoken to, or at least speculation, because of obviously companies are always looking to save money when they do these kinds of alliances. Would you be concerned that we would lose a lot of people here? I mean, I know we don't know yet, but would you be concerned about that?
Well, I think, you know, as a global company, as we look at other companies, not so much in our industry, but whether it's an automotive company or other companies that have over time tended to begin to put more businesses in the U.S. So I think the opportunity could equally be, you know, more opportunities coming this way to the States. And of course, you have to be concerned about what might be consolidated, you know, outside of the U.S. and Japan and Asia. But I think over time, I think that opportunity could be very productive here in the Rochester area, as well as other places here in the U.S.
Sure, and as I'm sure you know, having worked there for so many years, you know, the business is changing, and they've been trying to find ways to increase revenues. So do you look at this alliance as maybe kind of their best shot at this point of combining forces and being more efficient? It sounds like you're pretty positive about that possibility.
Well, for years, Xerox combined with Fuji has been one of the world leaders in terms of intellectual properties. We hold many patents, and of course we have research centers around the world, Park being one of those great centers. And I think the combination of the two, with the intellectual properties that we've had through the decades, I think it bodes well for the combination of the two companies.
So just kind of summing up, looking at it overall, I mean, the fact that it won't be American-owned technically, because obviously it's an iconic American company, that is less important, it sounds like, to you, than the fact that maybe this will help them succeed?
You know, it would have been great if you know, here in the 21st century, if Xerox could have perhaps continued to have grown along the way. But I think given this... given this combination, I think it's one of the best options and alternatives that's taken place. And I'm very optimistic that the future will be very, very bright for the business over the long term.